سيد الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إلى العالمين أمر قناكم أفرما أموس كريم الله موست مرسيفول الله موست كاين الله. O Allah, we acknowledge our sins before you. Ya Allah, we cannot hide our sins. O Allah, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we have sinned so much. Ya Allah, most kareem Allah, most raheem Allah, most ghafoor Allah. Ya Allah, we are confessing our sins before you, Ya Allah. Our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have concealed our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make maghfirat of the entire ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have committed so much of sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sar ke baalon se, Ya Allah. Pair ke naakhun tak, Ya Allah. Hum gunah mein dubay huye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so kind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are giving us these opportunities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our humble plea, Ya Allah. We are extending our begging bowl before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desires and the wants and the wishes of each and every one of us seated here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your rida, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ma'iyat of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, in Jannah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our asatiza, Ya Allah, they showed so much of shafqat and raham, Ya Allah, and so much of ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. All our asatiza, Ya Allah, from our maktab days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them with the best of ajr, Ya Allah, in dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our asatiza that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill the qubur with nur, Ya Allah. Elevate the status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamira, da'ima, nasifar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have chosen the ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to be ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in your close proximity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity of serving them and making the khidmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our a'mal are weak, Ya Allah. Our a'mal are not even worth presenting before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, maz apne fazl karam se, Ya Allah. Accept all our acts of ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ostentation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from hasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the malices and all the evils of the heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents that are alive, Ya Allah, grant them good health, afiyat, izzat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya, qabr and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have showed so much of ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents and grandparents, Ya Allah, that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Fill the qubur ud nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most kind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, maaz apne fazl wa karam se, Ya Allah, you accept this dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our asatiza, Ya Allah. Grant them good health, long life, Ya Allah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Ya Allah. Grant him afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant him long life, good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who are destitute, Ya Allah. Those who are in need of financial assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from your unseen treasures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in difficulties, Ya Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are having domestic problems, Ya Allah, you resolve all issues and matters for them, Ya Allah. Give them peace and ease and salamat at home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose children, Ya Allah, have gone onto the wrong path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring them back onto your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose children who are disobedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make them obedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the children of the Ummah of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Make them coolness to the eyes of their parents, Ya Allah. Allahumma Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta tawabur rahim. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-huda, wa tuqa, wa al-afafa, wa al-ghina. اللهم ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allama Subki Rahmatullah Ali writes, reliable sources have related how Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to travel from Syria to visit the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once after the conquest of Damascus, he begged of Khalifa Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to allow him to reside there in Damascus, which Umar radiallahu anhu granted. He then remained there and married there until he once saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream saying to him, "O Bilal, how unfaithful. Does the time not dawn for you to visit me occasionally?" Immediately after seeing this dream, Bilal radiallahu anhu woke up greatly distressed and frightened. In quick time he travelled by camel to Medina Munawwara. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma came to know of his presence and begged of him to recite the azan. Seeing them made Bilal radiallahu anhu very happy, and he recited the azan. When the people of Medina Munawwara heard him, men, women and children came out of their houses crying and sobbing, for Bilal radiallahu anhu had brought back to memory the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among them. In this we see Bilal radiallahu anhu travelling from Syria to Medina Munawwara for the sole purpose of visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grave. Once a tabi'i, Muhammad bin Ubaidullah ibn Amr al-Atabi rahimahullah, visited the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. After the greeting at the grave, he sat down in one part of the masjid and saw a person appearing to be a desert Arab saying, "O you most honored of all messengers, Allah had revealed to you the following verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ." And if when they had wronged themselves, they had come to you and asked forgiveness of sins from Allah, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah to be forgiving and merciful. Then this person cried bitterly and read a poem. يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَاءِ أَعْظُمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأُكُمُ نَفْسِ الْفِدَاءُ لِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ فِيهِ الْعَفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ. O the best of those buried in the earth, through whom that very earth became honored. May my life be a sacrifice for that grave wherein you dwell, for therein lies virtue and therein lies generosity and goodness. After this he begged for forgiveness and departed. Muhammad al-Atabi rahimahullah says further, "Thereafter I fell asleep on that spot, and in a vision I saw the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to me, 'Go and find that person and tell him that through my intercession Allah has forgiven him.'" The poem above is mentioned by several writers. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi in his book Manasik added another couplet, "Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atuhu 'ala as-sirati idha ma zallat al-qadamu wa sahibaka fala ansahuma abada minni as-salamu 'alaykum ma jara al-qadamu." You are the intercessor whose intercession is desired on that bridge when the feet are sure to slip. As for your two companions, them shall I never forget. Salam to you, dear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for as long as pens can write.
Repentance and asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness is such a wonderful thing. When Allah Ta'ala created Shaitan and Shaitan got rejected, so he asked for certain powers and abilities whereby he could mislead the child of Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala exceeded his requests. He asked for some things, so Allah Ta'ala said, "All right, you will be able to see them and they won't be able to see you. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ." Shaitan and jinnat can see us, but we don't see them. Shaitan asked for something more. So Allah Ta'ala said, all right, if there's going to be a child that's going to be born to Adam alayhi salam, then there'll be a child born to you as well. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ Shaitan has got children. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ He asked for something even more. So Allah Ta'ala acceded to his third request, that you'll be able to go through the body of man, run in his system. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ Shaitan runs in your system, like how blood runs in your system. Adam alayhi salam also asked for some special gifts whereby he could defend himself against Shaitan. So Allah told him that, all right, if he's got some ability over you, then we will appoint malaika and angels to guard you. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِي يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ So Allah Ta'ala appoints malaika to take care of us. Adam alayhi salam asked for something more. So his second request was also answered. And Allah Ta'ala announced to Adam alayhi salam, no matter what wrong your progeny may commit, but if they sincerely ask for forgiveness, everything, all their wrongs will be smashed down. All will be blotted. Everything will be wiped out. At this, Shaitan began to cry, that my whole life's efforts will all be wasted. I will spend my life to try and mislead this person here, and all he has to do is sincerely just say, Astaghfirullah, I humbly ask for your forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala will wipe more clean. So this is istighfar and asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, how dynamic, how powerful it is. That no matter what mountains of wrong we have got, but come sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, say, Allah Ta'ala, this is it now, I had enough. I'm not going this way any longer. There was one Buzrug, Hazrat Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. His righteousness and taqwa was proverbial. So, he comes from a small town called Kandla. Some relatives of his were playing chess. And chess is such a consuming game that you become oblivious of time. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it consumes you so much. That is why the Shariat has prohibited this game. It is not the right thing to do. They say, they give a small brain teaser. Ash-shatranja abahani fatan wa huwa shafi. Right, now, always try and work it out afterwards, right? So, these two relatives are playing out, and Hazrat Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah has to get up at about 2 o'clock in the morning preparing for his tahajjud. Now, they aren't seeing who's coming and who's going. They just hear that someone is walking past. Assuming it to be one of the workers, so one of them said, Are falane zara chinam ruke ko bhar kar ke le aao. Oh, so and so, just fill my hookah and bring it. Hookah only hit the market here now. For India is there for generations. Abu Zafar Hussain passed away over 150 years ago. So you can imagine now, this was in India for many, many years ago, right? Not a license to go and pull this thing. Arab was in the park in England, and he was pulling out one cigar after the other, pulling, and so an Indian was behind him, and the Indian looked at the brand, and he's seeing this Arab pulling one cigar after the other. So he knows it's a very expensive brand. And he's counting how many cigars the man is pulling. Anyway, his patience had just ran out, so the Indian went to ask the Arab, "Sheikh, how much you pull of this? How much you take?" So he showed him, "It's about 30 or 40 I take every day." So again he looked at the brand and says, "This is what it costs, this is what it costs." So the Indian now, Indian and the mathematics. So he's worked out the mathematics. He said, "See, Sheikh, if you didn't smoke this thing here for 5 years, you would have owned the property in front, behind, on your right, and on your left." So the Arab is very calm and relaxed. So he asked the Indian, "Do you own these properties? And do you smoke?" "So I don't smoke and I don't own this thing." So the Sheikh says, "You see, I own all these properties." Don't arrive at the wrong conclusions, right? It doesn't mean you want to smoke and you own properties. So, Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he heard them and he was the one that was passing. So without batting an eye, he arranged the hookah, etc., cleaned it, filled in the tobacco, lit the thing and presented it to them. Our Buzugaradin were very strange, very unique in their ways. They warn people in different ways. Sometimes through kindness, sometimes through affection, sometimes withstanding and tolerating, sometimes forgiving, sometimes showing some compassion. So they warn people. They didn't lose people. And the bottom line was their sincerity and their simplicity. It was just for Allah Ta'ala. Somehow connect the person to Allah Ta'ala. Just bring him onto the cause. I don't want ma'as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I don't want anything from you. No reward, no remuneration. All I desire is just that you come to the cause. Nothing else. So Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib was like this. By nature he was like this. He made several hajjs. I'll end this story just now. He made several hajjs, and some of them he had undertaken on foot with the niyat that if I go for hajj on a conveyance, perhaps I won't cover so many villages. But if I go through, I go on foot, then I'll go through small villages. And in the process, there may be some Muslim living in those villages. I'll get to speak to them, bring them back to line. They have strayed away from the path. I'll try and bring them back. So you see, whatever they did was for the cause of Islam. And if you trace back this Indian history, then it's likely that what these people did, the effect of it, we had also been affected. With their little sacrifices, little maneuvers, we may have got hidayat as well. But their sight, their vision was very distant. A Allah ke pyare ki ummat hai. These are the ummatis of my beloved. Beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummatis. And shaitan and the nafs has the better over them and they've strayed away. We should try and get them back. Somehow get them back. Bring them on again. So Mawlana went to through one village and he inquired, there were about 15, 20 Muslim families, but none of them attending the masjid. He said, oh, this is one Chaudhary here. He is the big shot here. If he gets to the masjid, then all of us will go. But he's not willing to go. So Mawlana took the initiative to go up to him, to speak to him. Because in India, in the small villages, this is how it works. That if the Chaudhary, the main person in the village, if he does something, then everybody will conform. But if he is reluctant, then they don't do it. So you have to go through him to work on the people. So when he spoke to the Chaudhary is reluctant. He says, no, see, I got two things in me. I have got my hairstyle, you see. Now the youngsters have the hairstyle and gel. And so I got this style of mine. I don't want to spoil this. I want to make wuzu and all that, and I want to spoil my hairstyle, my beard style or my hairstyle. And number two, I've got some loose woman, you know, whom I don't intend to marry, but I must keep them as well. And I can't see myself leaving them. So now, how am I to come on, and how am I to come on to the cause when I got these habits? So Mawlana told him, all right, you just do your wuzu, whichever way is suitable for you. You can't make your complete wuzu, don't make the complete wuzu, but just come to the masjid. Anyway, he promised. Mullah's approach was so nice, so kind, so loving. This person had to just give in. But what I'm showing you is, see how they worked. To connect people to Allah Ta'ala, bring them back onto the cause. Mullah spoke to him in that way, and after that he went into sajda, cried for approximately 1 hour, cried and cried and cried, like how we cry and make dua for ourselves and for the ummah now after Zuhar. The idea is the same. Right? The problems of the ummah are so complex, right? And everybody got different types of problems. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for solutions for these problems. Nonetheless, the khadim that was accompanying Mawlana, he asked Mawlana, Mawlana, I saw something very strange in you today. Two strange things I've seen. One strange thing I've seen, that you asked the person to come and make namaz in that very state where his wuzu is incomplete. Because if the wuzu is incomplete, then namaz is incomplete. Wuzu is the key to namaz. The wuzu is not right, then how can the namaz be right? And the second thing that I saw that was totally unique and different was that you went into sajda for 1 hour and you cried. So I want to know what was the secret behind this. So Mawlana says that when I went into sajda, I cried to Allah Ta'ala and I put my plea before him. Allah Pak, all I could do is just connect him to your door. Now to give him the hidayah, to make wuzu, all that, that's your job, that's your work. I tried, but all I could do is just to connect him to your door. Now to put it into his mind, I mustn't do this, I mustn't keep this type of woman, all that. That's your work. You're going to do it. You're going to accomplish it. As-sa'yu minni wal-itmamu min Allahi ta'ala. Our work is to make the effort. Mara kaam to hai koshish karna. Baki is kaam ko pura kara dena, ye khuda ka kaam hai. Our work is to try and then to cry. Two works. Yeah. One is to try and then cry. we go on namaz, all that, then we cry to Allah Ta'ala. Even after the namaz, don't we cry after that. We try and cry. Though we're not eligible, but Allah Ta'ala's kindness definitely wants to forgive us. We're not eligible, but His kindness, His love wants to forgive us, wants to shower us with grace. On the side of the Chaudhary, what happened after, the Chaudhary thought to himself, well, I asked Maulana for a concession that I'm not going to wash my face and I'm not going to make my massage, etc. So Maulana gave me the concession, but that doesn't mean that it is compulsory for me not to do my wuzu complete. It just was just a relaxation, it was a concession. Now let's, alright, it's the first namaz. So the first namaz, let me just do it right. The first namaz, and let me do the first namaz right. So he made the wuzu right, and he started coming to the masjid, the whole village came into the masjid. Now, after the namaz, he felt much lighter within himself, much more bitter in himself. The darkness had left him. But the darkness that was overwhelming had left him. So he says, you know what, I can't keep this dirty woman. I need to chase them all away. So as he just entered the house, he couldn't imagine the beauty his wife had. Because he wasn't with his wife all the time. From the time of marriage, he wasn't with them. It was all with this dirty kachta woman he was. So he only saw dirt. For the first time, he saw the beauty of his wife. When he saw the beauty of his wife, he was overwhelmed. And he sent these women, said, for Allah Bakh's sake, forgive me, and you move away. See how Buzugan ad-Din, how they worked. The leader of our silsila, Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah, they also work the same way, to connect people to the house of Allah Ta'ala. One person comes to him, so he says, Hazrat, you know, I want to take bayat at your hand, but don't ask me to perform namaz. This namaz thing is too much for me. I can't manage this one here. But just accept me. So Mu'ad told him, कौन कहता है तुझे नमाज पढ़ने को? Who asked you to perform namaz? बाकी मैं आपको कुछ वसीफा पढ़ने को दूंगा. I'll give you some zikrs. You must do the zikrs. But I didn't ask you to perform namaz. So Mullah gave him some wazifas. He started the wazifa. Now it came Zuhr time. He told Mullah, I'm not going to perform namaz. So Mullah accepted. Now came Zuhr time. His whole body is itching, got an allergy, and the whole body is itching from head to toe. Now he's trying this lotion, that cream, this Vaseline, and nothing is soothing, nothing is relaxing. He says, alright, I tried everything, nothing worked out, let me use water. Washed his face, and the itching had gone from the face. Washed the hand, then the itching went away from the hand. As he rubbed his head, the itching went. As he washed his feet, now three-quarters of the itching went away. So he said, now I've got wuzu, now let me just perform my namaz. I didn't take a pledge that I will not perform namaz, just I took a relaxation that I won't perform namaz. So when I did the namaz, all that itching went away. Everything went away. Now, Zuhr namaz is over, came the time of Asr. Again, the same thing started again. At each from the head to the toe, everything is itching. So he said, well, last time I did the same thing, it worked out, let me try it again. He did that, again it worked out. So he's saying, Are Haji ji, mujhe seedhe keh dete wuzu karne ke namaz padhne ko. Kar have come straight and tell me, don't make your wuzu and make namaz. Why you went right around? So you see the mindset was to connect people. So that is why when I see the Tabligh Jamaat, then they are doing the same thing. Whatever Sufiya and Ikram did in the past, that's what they are doing. Somehow to connect them to the house of Allah Ta'ala. This should be the concern of a Muslim, wherever telephonically, in a friendly visit. It doesn't have to be only on a gush. It's great that God, the work of gush is also great. But the even better thing is to create an informal relationship with the Muslims around. Somehow disconnect them to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Somehow win them, talk to them nicely over some tea, whatever. But win the person. After all, don't we show some courtesy to our friends, to only cordial to our friends and relatives? No, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, disconnect them somehow or the other. So our Busugaradim were like that. They went and pressed the person's feet to go into the house. Pressed the person's feet, they did khidmat, served the person, just so that that person may be connected to the house of Allah. So if they could do it, Qasim Sahib Narut Rahmatullah did the same thing, as the Shaykh Urind Rahmatullah did this type of things. So are we greater than them? They did this type of thing. They could have khidmat, show some love for the person. Idea was to connect them to Allah Ta'ala. Not to have an attitude, you must lie in your grave and I will lie in my grave. Not that attitude. Someone showed love and compassion to us that we are in the house of Allah Ta'ala today. We will show and extend that same love to someone. Inshallah, that person will be in the house of Allah Ta'ala also. So this is how it continues. Islam continues like that. So we are talking about Mullah Muzaffar Sahib. And Mullah Muzaffar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, I spoke about that Fukka story. That these people are engaged in the game. And that game, I say, is very taxing. It just absorbs you. You are oblivious of what's going on. Nonetheless, when that hookah was filled and brought to them, so out of curiosity, one person just turned around to see, now, who is this? They saw Mullah Muzaffar Sahib. You know, he was an accepted buzruk of that whole area. Everybody knew that he's a big, big Allah wala in that area. So now we can't take this thing here, and now to live here now is haram for us. They're talking to themselves, these two people that were engaged, we can't stay here. So they went straight to Gango. Now we came to make Tawbah and correct ourselves. We're involved in all type of nonsense, all wrong we're involved in. And we came to make Tawbah to correct ourselves. So they came to Gango and they went through some difficulty because now in the Khanqa there's many people, right? When there's many people, every person can't get five-star treatment, right? Although we would like to extend a good treatment to everybody, but now we got limitations. It's Allah Ta'ala that is unlimited. He'll give you Jannat, they'll give you not five-star, million stars they'll give you. And literally, million stars they'll give you. Everything to your service. Here, they can't give you that level of service, not that they don't want to, but limitation. In the meanwhile, there's a word of compliments to those that are in the khidmat, They should not feel to themselves that we are losing out. Sometimes the people in the khidmat, they feel that they are losing out. Because others are engaged in zikr, tasbih, Quran Sharif, namaz, whilst they are in khidmat. So I remember Mufsab Rahmatullah once mentioned that those that are in khidmat, they got a share in everybody's ibadat. You see, the investment. So it's not a small investment. Everybody, someone making 10 sibara, 1 Quran, 20 Qurans, what he's doing for the month. But these people that are in the khidmat, they got a share in everybody's ibadat. Whereas you got your own ibadat, and he got a share in everybody. Yeah. So this khidmat is a great thing, very great thing, to be of service, to be of some good, some kindness to the next person. Really, I found one easy way to cure yourself of depression, depression, despondency. Show kindness. Whichever way, but show kindness. So when you show kindness, what will happen is that person's heart will rejoice. So it is the system of Allah Ta'ala that when you please someone, Allah Pak will please you. So you brought pleasure to his heart, your heart will become pleased. An easy way to rid yourself from depression, despondency, etc. Just show some kindness. This cold attitude, not showing love, each person for himself, it's not a way of Islam. Really, when we came to live here in this Bingo, about 1967-68, so next door there was one Chacha, Duma, Suleiman Duma, Haji Suleiman Duma. So he was an avid reciter of the Quran. I think every day he was reading about 15-20 sipara. Even the Hafiz Sahib that used to read Tarawih, their sheikh, if they know is Haji Duma is behind, because he's reading so much, he's not a Hafiz, but he can correct you. So much he used to be reading. He used to be reading so much. You know, the Quran was so clear in his mind that if you make a mistake, he'll correct you straight away. But I'm showing you, I just want to share this story about his kindness. So at that time, this was still a white area, mostly whites living, and few Indians had come in. So whites were moving out and Indians were taking their homes. So this old Chaka wasn't a wealthy person, but he would prepare bread, you know, home bread. It's not rotis, but bread baked. Right? And he would look at the Muslims in the area and pass on one bread to everybody. At his convenience, he passed. But now he's identifying with the Muslims. See, we are Muslims, so I identify with you, you identify with me. Now, that was his way to make some tabligh, to show some kindness and identify with the Muslims in the area. So they can get together as one single group. But somehow to get them together, to get them to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to make them understand, make them recognize who you are. So these two people that were engaged in the chess, they came to Gango. And as I say now, the Khanqa now is hundreds of people there. So you can't show special and exclusive attention to any single person, unfortunately. Because there's only one, two Khadims, and there's so many people. So at that time, Hazrat Sheikh Ramal's father, Mawla Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah, was in charge of the guests that used to come to the Khanqa. All the khidmat, whatever was required, he was in charge. So he saw these two people and he identified with them because they were coming from his town, Kandla. And he knew that they were all wealthy, very well-to-do people. Now from that position they came right here living with the rank and file. So he took pity with them, you know. They're living so long here, it's already a year. So he went up to them and sympathized with them. He said, Chacha, agar tumhare kaam ke bante huye kuch wakt lag jaye, to tum ghabrao mat, inshallah tumhara kaam ban jayega. If this process of you making your reformation and correction and tawbah, etc., if it takes some time, then don't become uneasy. Inshallah, things will work out for you. Don't get worried. So these two people look at the thinking. So they told Mawla Yahya. Mawla Yahya was much younger than them. So they told Mawla Yahya, "Arey londe, hame samjane ko aaye? Hamne 50 saal is khurafat mein laga diye. Hame bolne ka haq jab hoga, jab 50 saal yahan par hum aakar ke guzare." He says, "In all this nonsense that we are involved in, you know, we spent 50 years in all that." All that nonsense and stupid things we were doing, like how you get the youngsters today, someone running after sports, and what were the stupid things, nonsensical things they're running after. So, said, we spent 50 years in all that. We have the right to complain after we have given 50 years here to amend, you know, to correct ourselves. Before that, we don't have the right to say a single thing. So, we're coming with the intention to amend and to correct, to come on to the track. So come with a big heart. Now you'll have some things perhaps not to your taste, won't be like how you will want it to be. But unfortunately, we go through this type of experiences. But come with a big mind, broad heart, that I need to come on cause. right? Like you're hospitalized, you won't give everything like how you had got when you were at home. Some things you have to compromise on, some things you'll get like how you want. Sometimes you are calling the nurse or someone, but they not responding. So the service will not be like the service that you get at your own home. But by and large, the idea is to get you right, to put you right, put you onto the course again. So the same will happen here as well, that unfortunately, we are not in the position to show you that kindness, that love, that respect that you deserve. Whatever we can do, we extend. So for our shortcoming, must forgive us. But the idea is, we all come connected to Allah Ta'ala, somehow or the other. We come connected to Allah Ta'ala. We begin to understand, recognize, acknowledge our weaknesses, and somehow connect. Right? So there will be this weakness from our side, but let this not be an impediment on your path. See? Overlook our mistakes, our shortcomings, and look at the broader picture that we intend for your goodness. But then we have got limits, right? We've got limitations. Allah Ta'ala forgive our limitations and accept your sincerity. The bottom line is this sincerity and this cleanliness of intention. Come with the cleanliness of intention, with a sound heart, clean heart. Overlook our weaknesses and we continue. Who knows, sometimes it may be just 1 second and we are connecting rightly with Allah Ta'ala. And when we're connecting rightly at the right time, and Allah Pak, may this decide for our forgiveness, for our continuity, our acceptance. Who knows? It may be just 1 second, and that 1 second may be a second of acceptance. So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullahi says that Yabam or Nayabam, just the Jua Mikunam, whether I get him or I don't get him, but I'll go on striving. Yabam o na yabam just ju amikunam, that I get my beloved Allah Ta'ala or I don't get him, but I will continue striving to get him. So we don't know when will be that lucky moment. That lucky moment can be at any time, but Allah Pak wants us to be in a continuous strive. That one moment may just come, or humara kaam ban jayega, dunya ban jayegi, akhirat ban jayega, our affairs in this life may just work out. The affairs in the hereafter may just work out that one moment. But since we don't know where that moment is, where the moment is and how it may be, so our work is just to be focused. I mean focused, continue, and be of service to others, try and compliment, try and cooperate. The person is a little bit weak. We be kind to the person, be considerate to him and help and cooperate. Without hurting anybody, without running down somebody, without laughing and jeering someone. This is also a weakness amongst us. Someone is doing something good, he's crying before Allah Ta'ala, the next person will be laughing. So isn't this stupidity? Naivety, the person is crying for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif speaks about such people. إِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. That was the work of the kuffar, that when Muslims are doing some good work, these people make it an occasion to laugh, to poke fun, to ridicule. But the person is trying to compliment, try and cooperate, be with the person, enhance him, enhance his spirit, let him go forward. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.